Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from March the 7th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a positive one for the indices we follow on the video. We saw international equities with EEM lead the way to the upside. Also saw commodities with crude up there notably as well. Not too much change on either of those charts. Did see gold up. We'll take a brief look at that chart as well. Most U.S. equity index were in positive territory with Russell U2000 leading the way to the upside there. Even AGG was up 15 basis points with yesterday's action. Taking a look at the chart of gold this morning, saw further improvement as it moved above that 2150 level. This is the continuous commodity this morning that we're taking a look at. So seeing further improvement out of there, trading above the top of its trading band, continuing higher after hearing Fed Chairman Powell speak yesterday. Well, on the equity front, we saw the S&P equal weight come up and match its prior all-time high there at 6650. So worth keeping an eye on to see if it's able to poke above that $6,700 level and ultimately mark a new all-time chart high. We've seen the intraday high improve each day this week, so worth keeping an eye there for that potential. Now, broadly speaking, we've seen the equal weighted assets group on the asset class group scores page move above the score of four this week for the first time in roughly 12 months there, just a little over 12 months. February of 23 was the last time we saw the equal weighted assets above four score. So worth noting to see that along with the S&P equal weight moving up to its match its prior all-time high. Now, yesterday, Will did mention that we've seen some pretty notable technical deterioration within Apple, even pointed out the market RS chart was within a very small percentage of reversing down prior to yesterday's action. But with yesterday's action, ultimately did reverse down on its market RS chart. Now, at this point, holding a two attribute rating for the first time in a few years. And at this point, we continue to monitor these RS charts, both the peer and market RS chart, as they're a few boxes away from potential sell signals. Now, we haven't seen Apple be a one attribute name since the early part of 2004, so 20 plus years at this point. So it's been able to maintain these buy signals, or at least in the case of this market RS buy signal, been able to maintain that RS buy signal on the market RS chart since that time. So worth continuing to monitor Apple moving forward. Now, elsewhere within sort of the big names that are often talked about, we saw Tesla move down below its prior low that we saw in February as it fell below 176, moving to 174. Ultimately gave a sell signal here recently, has taken out more near-term support, ultimately now making a new low for the year, bringing it down to the lowest chart level that we've seen since May of last year. On the earnings front this morning, we do see Victoria's Secret VSCO. It's a 2-for-5er here, reversed down into O's this week on the market RS chart, but ultimately is moving lower this morning after earnings, looking at pre-market down over 20%, showing the potential of trading down here to the $18 level, possibly violating its bullish support line here, along with further technical deterioration. So keep an eye on that as today's trading transpires. Towards the end of today's action, though, we have Broadcom ABGO reporting. It's a 5-for-5er, reversed back into X's yesterday there at 1392. Has support here at 1344 as well, as you could look at sort of prior resistance here at that breakout level at 1288 as possible support, and even have further support down here at 1216 and 1184 for Broadcom. So additional support levels you can keep an eye out there. Costco also reporting this afternoon after market close. It's a 5-for-5er. On this default chart is pretty extended as it's rallied up to the 768 level here with recent action over the top of the trading band, near 139% overbought. Support here isn't found until 648 on that default chart. So this morning we did want to give a shout out to the 4-point per box chart, basically cutting that scale of the default chart in half as it highlights some more near-term support levels for Costco there. Have support here at 740 as well as 712, along with additional support levels in the upper 600. So worth bearing in mind if you're looking at a chart that's extended. But as always, if you have a question about a chart that you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.